You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Bridget Krieger from KaleidoCare. Thanks, Bridget, so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be here.
Great. So first off, I'll have you tell us a little bit about what KaleidoCare is and what you guys do.
Sure. KaleidoCare is a private patient advocacy and navigation firm. And as advocates, we act in the best interests of patients and families that we assist and act as a spokesperson for patients and families during some of the most difficult times in their lives.
Okay, great. So it's just you and your partner, Debbie Deutsch, right now. Can you tell me a little bit about what you two have been doing, what kind of outcomes you're seeing?
Sure. Yep. We are filling a great need, in the healthcare industry. What we find is that we're not really prepared to deal with health situations as they arise, such as an illness or disease, and families really aren't equipped to help us as well. And so we're filling that need of helping patients sort of project manage their issues as they come out. And we really do that through our services. They're very individualized, very patient specific, and we take what patients need help with, and then we help with their outcomes. We're seeing better patient engagement through our services. We're seeing better interaction with health systems, and that eventually leads to better outcomes for patients and families.
Okay, that's excellent. So what kind of feelings do you get, or what kind of impressions do you get from the people that you're working with as you help them through this? Are they're going through obviously a difficult, complicated process. Mm-hmm. So what kind of personal outcomes are you seeing?
Yes, definitely. So when people and patients and families reach us, they've really hit a discomfort with the health system. And a lot of it has to do not just the care they're getting, but it has to do a lot with the customer service they're getting. So a lot of times we get disengaged patients and families, we get angry patients and families, and they're looking to us to sort of help smooth things over, help organize things. And once we are able to do that and really listen to their hot button issues, we're able to get them on their right path for them. What are their goals? And then they become more engaged themselves, and they learn how to advocate for themselves along the way as well.
Okay, that's great. So you're based around here in the Madison area. Mm-hmm. Is there anything about the area that attracted you in particular, or any challenges you've seen?
Sure. Well, Debbie Deutsch, my business partner, and I, we live in Madison. I've been in this healthcare market ever since I graduated school, and we love Madison, and we want to help Madison, grow, and we want to help patients and families that live here that are experiencing, issues. Certainly, this is not a Madison, issue. It's really a national issue with dealing with these gaps in healthcare and what happens when it slips through the cracks. But we're in a good position here in Madison because we do have lots of healthcare systems. Mm-hmm. And we find that the need is very great in Madison.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving forward, how would anyone get in touch with you if they're looking for some help?
Sure. So there's a few different routes. We do belong to two national organizations. One is the Alliance for Professional Health Advocates, and then the other one is the National Association for Healthcare Advocacy Consultants. And so people can locate us through not only their website, but obviously we have a website. It's www.kaleidocare.com. And then also our phone number is 608-572-7598.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much again, Bridget, for joining me today. It sounds like you guys are doing some really excellent things there. So good luck with everything in the future.
All right. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Wisp Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.